setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. In other words, it's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed and you must do it. And we are all about clarity so that you can confidently step forward on the path to fulfilling your purpose and courageously stay on that path when life throws its dips, its detours, and unforeseen circumstances. Because life is guaranteed to do that, but it doesn't mean that it has to knock you off the path, that you can get right back on and get after it. Because again, there's a tremendous responsibility to be you. Somebody out there needs you to be you, so that's why we're here. 844-747-2577. You can listen to the program on SiriusXM and podcast form as well, and also on YouTube. That channel's growing. So however you're listening today, thrilled to have you aboard. 844-747-2577. We start off with Joel, who's on the line in New York, New York. Joel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, thank you, Ken, for taking my call. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, it's all my pleasure. How can I help?
Yes, I'll get directly to it. I would like to figure out my passions. Like, I love helping people and connecting people, but I don't see where I can make that marketable.
Okay.
So, all right. That's my question.
Okay. Well, we want to figure out what you're most talented at first. And because when we do that, Joel, then we have a lot more confidence on how you can take that passion and make some money. Okay.
Got
and so
it.
We have to focus on transferable skills in a marketplace. So what do you do best? If I talk to people who know you, what would they say has always come easy for you? Subjects, tasks, functions. You know that of all the things you do well, these are the things you do best. What are those things?
One person has told me I'm very informative. I'm very easy to speak to. Can speak to people easy and also give like great customer service.
Good.
I'm a people person and I'm very influential in that aspect.
Okay, great. Now, if we just take that right there, that's tremendous value in this world. The ability to communicate well, to be influential, to connect with others, the ability to serve others well, that's extremely valuable. Do you see that, Joel?
Yes, I do see it.
All right,
fact.
Great. So now what we want to do is we want to essentially answer this question. How can Joel use all of those talents, communicating well, serving others well, influencing others? You're just a people person. How can you use those strengths to do something that would make your heart come alive? If you showed up every day and you were using your talents and strengths to do this, what would it be?
I'll say speaking.
Mm-hmm.
I like really speaking on things that I'm passionate about.
Which is?
That's the hard part.
No. Okay, we don't want to get locked up. You were rolling here. Let's not get locked up. You're thinking too hard. So you'd love to get up every day and you'd love to communicate. Let's just say you'd love to communicate. Whether that's speaking, one-on-one instruction, you love the idea of communicating to people. So what else would you love to do all day? Just tell me some things you'd love to do.
I think teach.
Okay. Good. Good. What else? Don't
walking
think.
Through,
just feel.
Walking through. Okay. Walking through people through their pain.
Okay, good. Now, let me tell you what I just heard. I heard speaking, which is public communication. I heard teaching, which is instructing. And then I heard walking people through their pain. So we're talking about listening, maybe counseling there, maybe some type of therapy or advice giving. Do you see all those things?
Yeah, it's a bit scary.
I get it. But we're not talking about what we're afraid of. You started off the phone call saying, I don't know how I can make money doing things I'm passionate about. And the answer is, yes, you do. We just identified three things. Right?
True.
Okay, so so speaking, when you say speaking, that doesn't have to be public speaking. That's a daunting, daunting track. That just means, hey, I want to communicate to people. So maybe I'm in some type of training role where I'm speaking with others, influencing them, instructing them. That's also a form of teaching. What if it's a combo of all these things? You know, if you take those top two, speaking and teaching, there's a lot of things you can do there. And then let's talk about that listening, helping people through their problems. Maybe it's counseling. So let's just take a stab at something. Let's put you on the spot because there's no wrong answer, Joelle. But I want you to let your heart just blurt out something. Let's remove fear. Let's not worry about how you'd get qualified, how long it would take, or how much it costs. Let's forget about that. Let's just say I snap my fingers, and based on the information you've just learned, or at least said about yourself, you've got some real clarity here. If I can give you something tomorrow, guarantee you'd be successful, no risk, what would it be?
That's a tough question.
Answer the question. Who would you most want to help tomorrow? Go, say it. It's right there. Say it.
People in need.
Yeah. Okay. So if you don't know who those people are, but they're just people in need, that's okay. But that's your homework assignment. That's what you've got to do next. You've got to answer the question, people who are in need represents who? Question mark. Write that question down. Who are the people I most want to help? That means they've got a need. So these are the three questions that we not just give to Joelle, folks, but to those of you out there who are in a similar situation. He's got some clarity. He's not crystal clear. He's not there yet. But he knows what his top talents are, things he does best. He knows what he loves to do most. And there's a thread there between communicating to help people. That's essentially what he just gave us. Three different job functions, speaking, teaching, counseling, those are all wrapped together. There's a thread between the three of those, and it's communicating on behalf of others. So when I push him and Joelle says, well, I just want to help people who are in need. Okay, great. What's the need that moves your heart the most? Oh, folks, this is liberating. But you've got to break it down to that simple. And listen, Joelle, when you write this down, who are the people I most want to help? What problem do I most want to solve? What solution do I most want to provide? Those are three questions, same basic question, but if you write them down and you allow your brain to look at them twice a day minimum, what's going to happen is you will start to get the answer. And take the first answer and write it down. It might be 30,000 feet, and you keep writing it down the next day, it gets closer and closer to the ground. We go from 20,000 to 10,000 to 5,000, all that. But that's what you got to answer. Ken, I know I want to help people meet their need. What's the need? We get that answer, boom, there's passion. How do I help them meet the need? Go back to your talent line. I'm a communicator. I'm a connector. I'm an influencer. I'm a good listener. I serve people well. Great. Folks, this is so simple. It's kind of mind-blowing. But when you lock up, like Joelle just locked up, and it takes me pulling and pushing a little bit, it's because you're ultimately afraid that you either don't have what it takes, that it's too late to start, that you don't have the resources, or that you're going to fail. Ah, fear's a liar. You've got something you're supposed to do. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. I just got a report today that our resume template package, it is a package of six fantastically designed, all different resume templates that are basically inspired by my free resume guide. It includes instructions for building the resume, plus the 10 do's and don'ts of job applications. And you get six templates for, ready for this? $9.99. So if you want to go check them out, kencoleman.com/store. That's kencoleman.com/store. Handing out clarity at an alarming rate. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us. That's right. How do I answer the question, Ken? What am I supposed to do with my life? Well, it's a clarity process. We're going to look at what you do best, talent and skills, what you love to do most, work that you look forward to, and that gives you the juice, that creates results. And when you lay your head down at night, you say, that is why I'm here. Now, that's the clarity. And when you learn what you do most and, excuse me, what you do best and what you love to do most, then you've got this idea of how do I combine them? How do I use what I do best as tools, if you will, to perform, to create the work and results that make my heart come alive? And so in that sweet spot, because that's where they connect, is the sweet spot, and it's like a ball and a bat. And you think about golf, you think about baseball, you think about hockey, you think about any kind of a sport where there's a ball or an object. And when the sweet spot is affected, it's when the ball hits the bat in the right place or the golf ball and the golf club. And what happens in that moment is it's almost like an effortless contact. Anybody that's ever done that has experienced that, whether it be a tennis racket, whatever. When you hit the ball in that sweet spot where the ball is supposed to hit, then all of your effort is maximized. It's ultimate maximization. And to hear athletes talk about it, what feels like the sweet spot is an effortless stroke. It's just boom. It's just clicks and it's gone. And you felt like you didn't even make contact with the ball. And so what happens is that you see almost perfection, at least in the striking of the ball. And so this is available in your life, over your work life. You can wake up and be in your sweet spot every day. This doesn't mean you're not going to have bad days. It doesn't mean you're not going to have failures and setbacks and all that. But the function of your work, you are operating in a state of flow. Everything's flowing because you're just, there's no crazy, exhausting energy because it feels effortless. Hey, I'm in my strength zone. I'm using my strengths and I'm doing something I love. And so that is available for all of you. And so that's the process. Let's get about it. 844-747-2577. We go to Washington, D.C., where Nicole is on the line. Nicole, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can I help?
Yes, I am stuck in the discovery stage. I do know some things about myself. I'm an authentic person that approaches life with optimism, and I love to help others. One thing through my research is one thing I have a lot of clarity is I love the art of transforming people.
I like that.
I try to look back through work, what shows I watch, podcasts, and it all pins down to watching people transform.
Yeah. Okay, good.
From going from...
Now, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
There's something really huge there, and I think you're further along than you realize, and that's why I love these phone calls. You love to see transformation. So what type of transformation gives you the most juice? And what I mean by that is that I want you to be very specific, and you start to think, what moves your heart? What kind of transformation moves your heart? Is it relational transformation? Is it transformation from maybe substance abuse? Is it transformation from financial problems to financial freedom? Do you understand what I'm asking you? What comes out, what sticks out in your mind as these types of transformational stories just move your heart?
A lot of it is with mental health.
Good.
I tend have a whole family history of mental health. And so growing up, there was a lot of disorganization. So as an adult, I thrive off of organizing. So let's say going into watching Hoarders, I love that show because, you know, they can walk in and organize. And I can do that, you know, for family, and I've done that several times.
Okay.
I can kind of see through it, mm-hmm. and then see where the person's struggling.
Yeah.
And I also volunteer a lot with an organization that has, you know, family support groups, and we have family members with mental illness, and I love listening to, you know, everybody's story because there's so many different stories, but I always can see like a future. I kind of like your show. Everybody has a purpose,
yes.
but defining that purpose.
Yes.
And I think I'm good about talking to people and mm-hmm. helping them find solutions.
Yeah. Okay. So this is so fun, Nicole. You just, in front of our entire audience, told everybody how clear you actually are. And here's what's interesting. Nicole starts off the phone call going, well, I've done some research and I'm just kind of stuck. I'm stuck in discovery, she says. I'm stuck in discovery. And I say to her, well, tell me what you know. She says, well, I do know I love the art of transformation. And then we dive into, well, what kind of transformation? And she just spilled her heart all over the air. She just shared her why with us. It's mental illnesses. Why is it her why? Because that's what she grew up with, seeing it in her family. And she saw the challenges. She saw the heartbreak, maybe some destruction. And when you see that, and you grow up watching that, it can't help but affect your heart to where it shapes you. And we say all the time, if your why doesn't make you cry, it's not your why. Do you think that Nicole's heart is moved by seeing people transform their lives in spite of a mental illness? They don't accept their state. They don't accept the illness. And so, Nicole, you just shared with everybody what it is and why you want to do it. So the question becomes, what's the role within that mental health? Is it, are you a mental health counselor? Are you in some sort of support role for a community? But it sounds to me like you want to be sitting in there listening and asking questions and discerning and making suggestions. Am I right? If I put you there tomorrow, is that what you want to do?
Yes. I mean, I think that that's something I've been looking towards. I just want a kind of confirmation if that's the path I should go.
Oh, Nicole. I mean, let's just, for confirmation, let's just tell me what your top two or three talents are. Your greatest strengths, what are they?
My greatest strength is I'm compassionate, I'm optimistic, and I'm love problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to be a very analytical thinker, which kind of makes me overthink sometimes, but
okay, so let's
overall,
so this is great, Nicole. So let's just, I love that you call for confirmation. All right, folks, you know, if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, we look at the sweet spot. What's the sweet spot? It's the intersection of what you do best and what you love to do most. We know Nicole loves the idea of working with mental health patients and helping them analyze what's going on, see it, come up with a plan to get through it, to overcome it, to press through. And so, Nicole, we're going to go back and we're going to go, okay, does Nicole have the inherent talent to actually pull this off? So what are your top talents? Compassionate, optimistic, problem-solving, analytical thinker. Do you want the mental health counselor to have all those? Well, of course you do. Nicole, this is awesome. You are supposed to be listening and guiding people with mental illnesses, helping their families with solutions. This is what you were put on this planet to do. Now it's just a function of getting the answers to these questions. What do I need to learn and do to get qualified? All right, that's your licensing. That's, you know, to be able to be hired into that space. What do you need to learn and do? Second question is, how much is that going to cost you financially? And based on the financial cost, how much time is that going to take you? Right? Because we've also got personal schedules. You got, and so all of a sudden, those three questions are going to illuminate the path forward for you. And now, Nicole, all you got to do is just put your foot out there on the path. Get the answers to those three questions. What do I need to learn and do to get qualified? Look at all the options. All right? How much is that going to cost me financially based on my financial situation plus family situation and time? How long is it going to take me to get that qualification? And then start using the proximity principle. Hey, Madison, let's give her a copy of my best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, because it's going to show her how to get around the right people and in the right places and opportunity. Going to be waiting on you, Nicole. Way to go. More calls coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is The Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. Thrilled to have you with us as we explore your talents, what you do best, and your passions, what you love to do most. To find where they intersect, your sweet spot, where you can get up every Monday morning and actually look forward to getting into the office. Because you're doing something you're good at and something that you love. And it creates a result that gives you terrific meaning. This is where true success happens. And most people are looking for this, but they're usually looking for, well, what can I do well and make the most money? And then they get miserable. More and more data coming out every day about seven-figure earners in the United States being miserable. Now, some of you are shocked by that. I'm not. Because there's no amount of money in the world, no amount of status in the world that will make up for the heart feeling like I'm just not doing anything that matters to me. It just won't. And you'll try to medicate it some other way. Yet we know from the Ramsey Solutions study, the largest study of net worth millionaires, that the third largest group of net worth millionaires in the United States are teachers. So let's just juxtapose that with the data about seven-figure earners being miserable, and then we've got teachers who don't make a lot of money at all being net worth millionaires. Why? Because the teachers love their work. They're good at it. They're good at communicating and instructing, and they love communicating and instructing. So they live on less than they make, and they invest their money, and so they're happy, and oh, by the way, they got plenty of money. Big difference. So I'm just telling you, if you've been chasing dollar signs, you need to start chasing significance, because there'll be plenty of money once you get into work that is tremendously significant to you. So that's what we do. Let's get after it. We're going to go to John here in Nashville, 844-747-2577, the number. John's on the line. John, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, John. How can I help?
Well, my question kind of revolves around, I'm a little worried I'm kind of doing things out of order, and I just kind of need to get some guidance and bounce a couple thoughts off of you.
Okay, what are you doing, and what do you think is out of order?
Well, I have identified a specific company in the area that I really, really want to work for, and I've applied there several times, and I've interviewed for a few different positions, but they have a really lengthy interview process, and it's pretty difficult to get through. I do have a good connection there that's helped me with a little bit of inside baseball there as far as their hiring practices, but my worry is that I'm just worried about getting my foot in the door rather than focusing on my sweet spot.
Yeah. So do you think that's why you've interviewed multiple positions and have yet to get hired? Because you're just trying to get in there and you're not the best fit, thus you're not getting the job.
I think that's got to be it. That's the only thing that I can figure. I've talked with my good friend there, and he's passed down my concerns to HR there on a prior occasion, and they said, well, yeah, he's a good culture fit, but he just doesn't quite have the right background for the position that he interviewed for.
Okay, well, that's great news. So at least you have some clarity. Very few people get the kind of feedback you're getting. How many times have you, mm-hmm. how many different positions have you interviewed for?
Going off the top of my head, at least four.
Oh, my. And every time the answer's been the same, that you're a great culture fit, but not the right fit for this particular position.
Well, I got that answer the one time. The other few times, I just kind of chalked it up to that I didn't have the right background.
Well, I think in this case, because you want to be at this company so much, and you've got an inside contact, your inside contact's got to go get you the feedback. You can't guess on this. So, you've interviewed four times. You're 0-for-4. We heard one time you're a good culture fit, so we can make that assumption, but we need to know the other three. We need to know some feedback on the other three interviews and why you didn't get the gig. And you need to get that. But to answer your question right out of the gate, you always need to make sure that what you're applying for and what you're interviewing for is in your sweet spot, because if you were to somehow get through a incomplete hiring process, which doesn't sound like the company you're applying for has got an incomplete process, which is great because they're weeding guys like you out. And I'm on Team John. But at the same time, John, even though you want to get in the door, you still got to be in your sweet spot. You got to be able to say, I've got the experience. I've got the skills. I can do this. It's not the dream job, but I got the chops. And so you need to be looking, don't even interview or apply anymore for this company until you've got something where you know you've got the required experience and skills. And having the inside contact, by the way, is a game changer. And so I'll applaud you for that. But that inside contact needs to do you a solid and say, hey, John really wants to be here. He's been told by so-and-so that he's a good culture fit. But he's 0 for 4, three others we didn't get any feedback on. Can I get some feedback that will help this guy? If nothing else, let's tell John, keep trying, or John, it's not going to fit. That's what you need. It's like the girl you keep asking out, and she keeps telling you no, and there's always an excuse, or you're not getting any feedback at all, and at some point you got to go, should I be asking this girl out anymore? And if you're the kind of guy that really needs to know, then just go, hey, listen, I'm going to give you the easy out. I'll just do it via text. Minimal emotion here. Would you just tell me if you're not interested in going out with me? Well, I'm not interested in going out with you. Great! Is it going to hurt your feelings? Yes. Is it going to be awkward? Yes. But at the end of the day, is it going to be better for you so that you can go ask some other girl out who will actually say yes to you? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. So I get the inside baseball from your contact in the building. I'd have that person put it out to those folks because they'll be more honest with an employee, a team member, who's just going, hey, my guy John just needs to know. Is there a chance? And if they say one in a million, please don't be like Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber and go, so you're telling me there's a chance. Don't be that guy. Just go, okay, I appreciate it. I'm going to move on. So that's what you do there. All right, I want to go to a social media comment. This is why we do the show. This came in from Lucas on Instagram, and I'm going to read this whole message because, Joe, this is one of those Instagram messages where you can hear the joy coming off the keyboard. Lucas writes in, Ken, is this real life? I finally broke into my dream job as a data analyst, and I have been doing that for about a year. Then a recruiter called me. I told him that I'm really happy where I am and that I've found my niche. He replied that he was happy to hear that and wanted to put this new position on my radar. I'm now starting my dream job, which is an extreme understatement, as a data auditor for a global company. Oh, by the way, I didn't go to college. Thanks for your resume resources and encouragement. So I love sharing these real wins from listeners who are listening to the show and they're being equipped and encouraged, but more importantly, they're doing something with it. This is great. So if you're curious what Lucas is talking about, if you're new to the show, we have new people joining all the time. We have three Get Hired guides that are all free at kencoleman.com. kencoleman.com is the website, and right there on the homepage, you'll see three Get Hired guides. One is a resume guide. Flip your resume, make it look different than everybody else's, and as a result, you're going to get a phone call. But you got to leverage relationships. You got to find a connection. Somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody who will then say, hey, here's my connection to person X, and I think we should interview him. This is how you get pulled out of the pile and get an opportunity. Then we've got our how to prepare for the interview and then how to follow up to the interview. So go check it out. By the way, you can connect with us on social media, on Instagram at Ken Coleman, on Twitter at Ken Coleman as well. All right, folks, don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back, America. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you figure out what you were born to do and then come up with a plan to make that dream a reality. Is the dream job possible? Is it a mystical crazy luck thing that only a few fortunate folks in the world get to? No, it's not. It's right there. It's right in front of you, but you've got to overcome fear and doubt and pride. And the way you do that is through clarity, because a clear person is a confident person. A confident person is a courageous person. So it's not enough just to know who you are, what you do best, and what you love to do most. It's not enough to know where you want to go and why you want to get there. You actually have to step out. You got to take a step forward and pursue it. There's so many people, folks, that are on the bleachers of life that just sitting there watching everybody else. And it's time for you to stop being a spectator, and it's time for you to get in the game, because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you're needed, and it means you must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be you. We're all running this race together. I'm in my lane. Other people are in their lane. You need to be in your lane. And there's tremendous freedom and juice there when you know you're doing what you were created to do. And you know that you got a plan to make it a reality. And then you begin to experience it and you fully step into it. And then you do that for the rest of your working life and you realize, man, I was put on this planet to actually work for the purpose of making my world a better place. My gifts given to me were given to me so that I can give myself away. This is what we all long for. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. We go to Brooke, who is on the line in Grantsville, Utah. Brooke, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I will make my question quick.
Okay.
I own a virtual assisting business and I enjoy it, but I feel like I can only make so much money, like trading my time for money. And so I was thinking about doing a side hustle, which would be a podcast where I'd interview the elderly generation about their stories so that they can share wisdom to the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would be possible or monetizable.
Well, let me just tell you this. Well, on the surface, yes, to both. It's certainly possible. You could launch your first podcast in less than a week. It's that simple. You can get podcast equipment online for less than $200, do it right out of your computer or your cell phone. And that's just a function of some very basic microphones and very basic software, some of which, you know, I will tell you this. I wrote my first book, One Question, where I sat down with 36 of the brightest minds in the world, and I recorded it on a cell phone to my Mac with GarageBand. Why? I just needed the audio so that I could transcribe it. So I managed to write a book with a cell phone and a laptop. So I would just tell you that that's very easy, and then getting with elderly people who are successful, who have something to say, those are all around you, so that's not difficult. Now, monetizing it's going to take some time. And the way you monetize a podcast is through sponsorships. And you're only going to get sponsorships when you've got enough of an audience where sponsors go, all right, we'll kick the tires and try that. And if they get an ROI on their investment in you. Now, all that's doable, but as long as you know that that's going to take some time. And so I would not expect any kind of livable income, meaning you're not going to live off of it. It might enhance some things in the first 2 to 5 years. I just think that's smart. Could you do it faster than that? Sure. I'm never going to limit anybody, but I want you being realistic. So the bigger question is, does the podcast that you're talking about, does that give you experience and connections in the field you want to be in that'll help move you down the path?
Do you feel like there's a better way to make more money, like doing virtual assisting or along those lines? I've thought about opening up like my own virtual assisting firm because I enjoy like leadership. So I've thought about hiring people under me. I think it's just the idea of finding that many clients for not only myself, but for other people to have enough work.
Well, I feel like you might tell me if I'm wrong here, Brooke. I don't want to paint you with the wrong brush here. Sounds like to me you're wanting to make more money and you're trying to find out the best way to make more money as opposed to discovering what you really want to do and know what you want to do. And then how do we do that well and find a ladder where I can keep moving up? Am I right that that's what your mindset is, or am I wrong?
Yes and no. I enjoy what I do, but at the same time, I don't know if it's like the passion, but I haven't really found something that like drives my soul yet.
Well, I get that. How old are you?
I am 27.
Okay. What do you do best? Give me the top three or four things you do best. I want to do a quick sweet spot exercise with you. I think it's going to give you a little bit more clarity and confidence. Let's try it real quick. What do you do best?
I feel like I love being on the computer doing projects. I feel like I'm a pretty good people person when I'm not speaking to large groups. Like in smaller group settings, I feel like I'm pretty good. Like I said, I like leadership and I like projects on the computer. So like any like technology and that kind of thing.
Okay, so you didn't tell me what you do best. What you told me was what you like, which I wrote down. So you went over to the passion line, which is leadership. You love leading people. You love technology work. What kind of technology work on a computer? What are you doing where you go, oh my goodness, Ken, I get sucked into the monitor and I love it and I lose track of time?
I think I can do like spreadsheets and stuff, but I think where I like doing things would be like, I need more training, I would think, but probably doing like websites or graphic design, like event or yeah, just like different graphic stuff.
Okay, cool. Now, this time I want you to be really focused and tell me, if I talk to everybody that knows Brooke and I said, tell me the top three or four things she does really well, what would everybody tell me? Go.
I think being the leader in the room is something that I tend to do. I think doing, like people tend to think I'm pretty good at doing stuff on the computer and troubleshooting. I don't know.
Sure you do. I put down leading and I put down technology because you're kind of really broad with that. What else? What would they say that you do really well?
I feel like I'm decent at giving advice, but also I feel like I could listen better. So I don't know.
Yeah. I was going to go there. But I didn't want to put it in your mouth. I wanted you to say it. I'm curious if they would tell me that you're a good problem solver.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Are you better at solving people problems or technology problems?
Probably technology problem. I can do both. I just don't know if sometimes people want you to listen and not
Of course.
And not fix the problem. But I'm always the problem fixer. So.
What if I tomorrow, just for fun, I put you in a leadership position, leading a team of graphic designers? Would that sound fun to you? Yes or no?
Possibly. I don't feel qualified for that.
That's not what I asked you. I said if I put you in that position, would it sound fun to you?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So here's the deal. I kept hearing leadership, leadership, leadership. I heard it three or four times, Brooke. You're good at it, and I think you enjoy it. Now, you also right now kind of just get lost in graphic design and things of that nature and creating websites. I think you go that direction. Let's try that. You're 27. You're young enough. Let's go that direction and get in a place where you feel like there's a ladder where you could eventually go from designing to leading other designers. Because you just went, I'm not qualified. But when I said you didn't have to be qualified, all of a sudden you went, yeah, that'd be fun. I think you want to lead a team. So the question is, who do you want to lead? What's the work? Does it even matter to you as long as you are leading a team? I think that's really interesting. I think that's the direction you need to go. And folks, this is a good example of a 27-year-old just needs to explore. Just needs to explore for clarity. Then when you clarify, you verify. All right, before I let you go, folks, remember, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreeleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.